Blog Talk Radio. by iHopeTep and Better Love. You're listening to the Truth to Power show with Eric and Beverly. And tonight we have Dr. Greg White is going to be joining us. He is the International Certified Metaphysical Practitioner. And we also have Tommy Martin that's going to start the show off. And he's going to tell us about his new venture that he has. He's in the recording industry. But first, let me open up my co-host line here. Eric, how are you doing?
Man, I'm doing very well, Bev, and a highly anticipated show tonight. Floor is still warm from the last time he was here, and glad to hear from Tommy Martin again, M Beats. And glad to hear from you too, Bev. Big up.
Well, thank you for joining us to be a part of this. And so let's bring Tommy Martin on. Tommy, how are you doing
how you
this
are
evening?
Doing?
Great.
How about you?
Good. How's the weather there?
Man, it's pretty good right now. It's been good the last couple of days. It's only rained once, like, this month so far. So
okay.
It's been pretty good.
Okay. Excellent. Well, first of all, tell us how you got into this. Tell us a little bit about Tommy Martin and to give us the name of your company and what are you doing.
Okay, so some of you guys know before that I was on here, and I am a producer and artist from Detroit, Michigan, and I recently moved out to Los Angeles, California, West LA to be exact. And while I've been out here, I've been doing as much as possible, you know, achieving in every field of human endeavor, and, you know, with modeling, with music, even being in the background of some music videos and things of that sort, you know, networking everywhere that I can. Recently, I just was given an opportunity to be an engineer at a studio in downtown L.A. called Attic House. And I just started that position last week. And I've been working with multiple artists in the industry, such as T-Fly. He's an artist who's worked with, like, Chris Brown and Dom Kennedy, engineer, and gave him beats. Also worked with Compton Menace. He's one of the bigger artists out here. And Dom Kennedy. And things of that sort. So, yeah, that was one of my newest opportunities I've been able to get out here.
Good.
Yep.
And so you got you making the beats now. You working with the artists now. And you have a
do you have a
new song that's out?
So what I have right now, I do have beats, and you can find my beats at thomasmbeats.com. And I also have music. I have two albums out so far under Tommy M, and you can find that on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, YouTube. And also, I do have a few songs that I've been working on recently. I'm working on an album and an EP, like, together. And I haven't uploaded anything yet, but one of the songs that I have on there is you know, it's a tribute to one of my friends that recently passed. His name is Ash Reiser. He worked with, like, Kendrick Lamar, a lot of TDE members and things of that sort. One of the main reasons I moved out here, actually. And so I did a tribute song with him that I plan on dropping around December.
Okay. And is that the one that's called Ghost?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that the one?
So he already has a song called Ghost right now.
Okay. Okay. But this is another song? Is that the one that I have?
Yes, it's a remix, basically.
Okay. And so that's going to be the one you drop in December?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of like that. That sounds real good. I like that, the beat to that
one. Thank you.
Did you have any questions, Eric?
Glad to have you back, Thomas. I'm calling you Thomas because, man, that word means two more, and you need two or three people, man, to handle all the stuff you got going, brother. Man, yeah.
Yeah, man.
But that's the way you got to activate yourself when you're out there. You know, everything is moving. If you get stuck, man, you're stuck. So I love it. I wanted to ask you, have you got a chance to ride on Pacific Coast Highway
Oh, yeah,
up
it's
the
so
coast
beautiful.
Of California?
Yeah, I definitely have. It's very beautiful, especially like near the Malibu area and all the nice views and the hilltops and everything. It's beautiful.
Yeah, there you go. I talk about Malibu, California all the time. And, you know, it's not for right now, but, you know, I'll drop some stuff about you. Just check out the ancient monuments at Malibu, California. Just look that up
ancient
one day.
Monument.
Ancient monument.
All right.
Yeah. Malibu, California, yeah. But anyway, yeah, brother, man, you know, we're gonna have another youth get-together, and, you know, you invited. We want you to come back and
okay.
you know, share a little time with us if you can. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah man, keep it up, man. You make Detroit look proud, man. You know, see, I love that. You
yeah.
know, that's the represent.
That's the
represent.
Goal.
Yeah.
Appreciate
right
you.
On,
that
man. Right on. Right, you been to Venice? You go to Venice?
Yeah, I always go to Venice. Yeah, I go to Venice like almost every week. I stay 10 minutes away from it. Kind of gets tired
of
it.
Oh, man, right on. Yeah, yeah, that's how it go. You know, that's how it go. You know, it's so many options though. If you venture out, you'll find out there's so many beautiful, magical spots out there. But you know, yeah, you know, it's just go up either way on the coast. You know, you go either way on the coast, and you're gonna find you some magical spots. Go to San Pedro. That's a hot spot right there, San Pedro.
San Pedro. Cool. But yeah, I'll just type that.
That's over by Long Beach.
Yeah. And I know Topanga. Nice too. They got a nice few restaurants.
Oh, you know what's up? Yeah, you naming the spots. Yeah, that's way up there.
Yeah.
Topanga is way up the coast. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got you. I like that. Yeah, you got the hustle on me. I love that, brother. All right. I'm gonna back up. Let y'all sail on. But,
okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for coming through.
No problem.
Now, Eric, before you go, Eric, what was do you know Dr. Craig's number, his area code? Eric.
You know, his office number is 443.
Okay, well, he knows the push
okay.
number one. Okay, I'll look for him.
Right, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's just going to let the
okay.
15 minutes go by, and then he'll probably contact us.
Then he can't come in. Okay, all right. Well,
yeah.
Tommy, tell us what is your plans? What's your plans with your career? With
so,
the music career.
Right now, I am very close to getting where I want to be at, like my next goal, which is signing with a record label. And the way I'm doing that is, this weekend I'm shooting another video, but I already have two videos that I haven't put out yet. And I'm planning to, you know, just release three different videos, you know, throughout the next year. Probably one in December and then some in, you know, February, and, you know, just spread them out. So I plan to drop three music videos,
mm-hmm.
promote them, you know, get marketing behind it, pay for promotion and marketing,
mm-hmm.
and gather my best songs and my best demos and shoot it over to one of my neighbors, my next-door neighbors, who actually works at Interscope Records. And he's actually been teaching me how to engineer, which is how I got the engineering job. And so that's the
okay.
way I plan on, you know, getting a record deal.
Okay. And don't you have a degree in engineer?
Oh, yeah. This is a different engineering.
You?
So recording engineering
oh,
is
different
from
one?
Mechanical
okay.
engineering. But I do have a degree in mechanical
okay.
engineering,
okay.
too.
Okay, okay, okay. Excellent. So you're networking. You're meeting people. You're getting the network out there. You're creating. That's the main thing that you're creating here.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put your new your demo on the one that you had sent me, and it really sounds like a soundtrack. You know, like a movie soundtrack.
It's
really got a good beat to it. I really like how it sounds. So when you
I
come back,
that.
When we do our youth, yeah, we're going to have our youth program next month. So I'll let you know the date
okay.
When we get everybody together. And we call it youth because, you know, we kind of pass the youth stage. But these are young people like you that's in the business. You know, they got some of them have record deals, some of them have things going. And so we're getting everybody together so we can have all of y'all on at the same time You know, okay. We can play your music and the people can hear what you are creating out there. So,
okay, that's dope.
That's going on with you. Yeah. We try to, expose y'all, let the people hear what the young people, all we hear about is, you know, the negativity that's going on. And we're trying to show people that it's more than just the negative part. There's some young people out here that's doing things, that's making things happen.
Yeah. And, I definitely love your show as this platform for that, too. Because it was a lot of people showing love last time I was on here. They followed me, you know, was just commenting on my stuff and, you know, showing a lot of love. So I appreciate you for having the show as
well. Excellent. Yes. I'm glad that I'm here to help expose you, you know. So that's a good thing. I've tried to get your song on. I tried and tried. And, you know, I'm not me and these computers, but I couldn't get it on.
Yeah,
so we'll listen to it next time.
I
also wanted you. And I also wanted the doctor that we have that's coming on. He is phenomenal. So I wanted you to also stay on the line. You can mute yourself, but I want him to look at your numbers and tell you what he sees as far as your business is concerned.
Okay.
If you had the time.
Oh, yeah, I do. I definitely do.
Okay. And then, you got any more things you want to talk about as far as your business and things like that?
So last month was a good month for me. Sold a lot of beats, $1,000-some for beats. You know, also I did the L.A. Fashion Fest.
Well, don't have to know how much you made, but we know you sold a lot of beats.
No, I just said a couple dollars.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I did the L.A. Fashion Fest last month, which was pretty dope. It was a new thing for me to step out as a model.
Okay.
And
excellent.
I'm throwing a party for any people listening. I'm throwing a party in Northridge, California on Halloween with Suge Knight Jr. I'm hosting the party.
Okay. So how can people... Would they come to your Instagram page to find out where it's going to be at?
It'll be on my Instagram page under Thomas M. Beats. Thomas M. Beats.
Okay. And they'll have costumes on? Okay. All right. Is y'all going
to
dress up?
You don't have to.
Or it doesn't matter?
You don't have to, but it's recommended.
All righty. Okay. Excellent. And,
Northridge, man.
Go ahead.
MBs, man. You going to Northridge? You said Northridge?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. You doing it, man. That's what's up. One of the biggest earthquakes in California was in Northridge. It went both ways. Yeah, it hit. It tore up the bridge in San Francisco. And it ripped all the way down to San Diego, man. It was rough. That's one of the biggest earthquakes that hit Cali was Northridge. It's been some while ago. But that's not a negative thing I'm bringing up. But I'm just saying, you know, this Northridge, it got the university up there. It got a college up there. So it's hot. You know, it's popping all the way up there, always. Yeah. And anytime you say Suge Knight name, anybody related to Suge Knight, you already know it's a buzz around that. Yeah, keep yourself clean, man. Do you some cleansing, you know? Do you some herbal cleansing. Keep your energy clean, man. You know, you're gonna rub up against a lot of crazy people out there. There's a lot of crazy energy out there, man. Just keep yourself keep your Detroit in you.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
And so, So, is there anything else that you would like to say, TJ? Thomas Beats, M. Beats. That's the name of your company.
Yes. So that's pretty much it. But I would like to let people know I'm also down to do collaborations right now. I'm open to collaborations. If you want to hit me up on Instagram at Thomas M. Beats, just DM me. and I'll be able to work with you guys.
Okay. Okay.
Or
Thomas
if you need
M Beats on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or if they need some beats or things, just go ahead.
You can either DM me or go to thomasmbeats.com.
Okay. Okay. All right. And so is that the only place that they can contact you? Oh, you got Thomas M Beats and you got Thomas.com. Is that correct?
Thomasmbeats.com.
Okay, Thomas M Beats. Okay. All righty. Okay. So I was trying to wait for Dr. Craig to come on. I would like for him to see what he pick up with you. And I don't know what his number is. If he's listening, can you please push number one, Dr. Craig, so we can see that you are on with us, so we can add you to the mound table here?
Let me, Bev, I'm gonna try to reach him, and I'll call you back, all right?
All right, do that. Okay. Okay. All right. So let me see what kind of, I'm going to play your one of your songs here. What do you suggest, TJ? I got to catch myself as I call you TJ, but it's
Thomas. Oh, it's fine either way. Yeah, you can call me whatever.
Okay. I was trying to see what I have here, Thomas. That's kind of clean here. That
you can pick. Do you have Loyalty First?
Loyalty First.
So Apple Music.
No, I have Best Friend. I have Chill. I have Monopoly.
Oh, you play Best Friend.
Best Friends is good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Money, my best friend. You was just wasting my time, I always came second. Pulled me away from my grind, you taught me a lesson. Didn't believe in me then, but now I'm a blessing. You was supposed to be my money, my best friend. Yeah, you was just wasting my time, I always came second. Pulled me away from my grind, you taught me a lesson. Didn't believe in me then, but now I'm a blessing. And I'm a blessing, but you the one who could put up with all of the headaches and all of the stressing. Clubs came from Italy, they call it dressing. You all on my dick, now that I'm flexing. Flies a bird, this shit is perplexing. You ain't believing, I ain't forgetting. I'm in that mode, I wish a little stupid ass bitch would try to play me. I walk around with that tool on me, niggas thought they saw a handy manny. Walk in the room and they bow down, but they got at least say 10 feet. Say you could have been right by my side, but instead you try to play me.
You was supposed to be mine, but money my best friend. You was just wasting my time, I always came second. Pulled me away from my grind, you taught me a lesson. Didn't believe in me then, but now I'm a blessing. You was supposed to be my money, my best friend. Yeah, you was just wasting my time, I always came second. Pulled me away from my grind, you taught me a lesson. Didn't believe in me then, but now I'm a blessing.
Leaving me. I knew what it was when you said you ain't needed me. I ran it up, I grabbed me a bag and I got this shit easily. Strapping my nuts on, cause I had to recently. Living my life on the edge but ain't never quit and I'm glad I did it peacefully. Niggas gon' look at me like I had stole the game legally. God gave me the gift to do it all frequently. I'm one of the greatest ahead of my time and I did all this shit so conveniently. Niggas been looking like enemies, I don't got no friends akin to me. Niggas been looking like kids to me.
Supposed to be mine, but money my best friend. You was just wasting my time, I always came second. Pulled me away from my grind, you taught me a lesson. Didn't believe in me then, but now I'm a blessing. You was supposed to be mine, but money my best friend. Yeah, you was just wasting my time, I always came second. Pulled me away from my grind, you taught me a lesson. didn't believe in me then, but now I'm a blessing.
Right, that sounds good. That's Best Friend, and that's Thomas M. Beats. Now,
you can find that under Tommy M.
It's under Tommy M.
Yeah,
okay.
So for me as an artist, I'm Tommy M. And then producing, and my beats are Thomas M. Beats.
Okay, got you. Tommy M. So when did you start into music, Tommy M?
Getting into music?
When did you know you wanted to do music?
Oh, like legitimately, I would say freshman year of high school, I used to basically make beats for all of my friends. We had a group that was, was locally in our high school, like went viral. And so we just kept making music, and we end up going separate ways, not as friends. We're still friends, but, doing music, we just went separate ways. And then I went off to college and just continued to make beats. And then my last year at college, I noticed that I can rap on my own beats. And I just started putting two and two together. And that's when I started rapping. Mm-hmm. So I started rapping like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And
okay.
I knew I was going to take it serious right after I graduated college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you just jumped right into it. That's good. Why did you choose to go to California?
Because my manager was out here. One of my biggest mentors in music, Ash Reiser, the guy who I said passed, that I'm doing a tribute song for. He was out here, and I had a lot of opportunities. You know, I was back and forth from LA and Detroit last year, and it just made the most sense. And I had the biggest opportunity. I had an apartment that was, a nice apartment to be in. So it just all made sense. And I just decided, I might as well follow my dreams and my passion, since I already had, an engineering degree as a backup plan.
Okay, excellent. And I also heard that, I know that your dad do movie scripts, too. So did he kind of influence you as coming up with him into writing music and doing things like that? Was that kind of an influence?
Oh, yeah. He definitely influenced me to get into music, to even like music. I don't know if you noticed, but when I started making beats, I actually started sampling, and it was from some of the stuff he had laying around. And, I was just going through most of his music and everything he was doing. And I used to watch him DJ and stuff of that sort. And it just really influenced me to even get started for real. And then, he always tries to better me. And he's one of my biggest motivations right now when it comes to rapping. Like, he believes in me more than anyone. So I really appreciate
that
for him, that aspect.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent to have your father in your life and to have him as your biggest supporter. That's excellent.
Yeah,
so,
I would not be here without him.
Definitely. Well, you came from his seed, so that's how it works.
Yeah.
So, do you like being in front of the mic or behind the scene or in front? Have you decided which one you like?
So, that's a great question.
Do you like being on stage
or
working behind? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, at first, I was just making beats, of course, so I like being behind the scenes. But being out here in L.A., it's like you don't have an option. And, I really don't have an option because I want to stand out. I want to be the spotlight. So it's like I'm forcing myself to get in position to where I'm in front of everybody or, doing all of the things I've never done before. Just eliminating all of my fears and just being, the best entertainer that I can be. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been working on out here. So I like being in front of the camera. I like being in the spotlight, on interviews, on talk shows, stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to, do as much as I can to better myself and so people will know who I am.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's good because you can do both. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, you can do both.
Do
but...
you like, and do you like
I was just saying.
The modeling?
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Modeling, yeah.
No,
it's,
you
play it. It's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was just continuing with that. But, yeah, modeling is pretty dope. It's a new thing for me, but I have, like, great connections with events for modeling because of my event manager. Her name is Toy Hardy, by the way. You can find her on Instagram,
Toy Hardy
CEO. But, yeah, but, yeah, okay. So, you know, and it's just me being me. You know, modeling is really simple. It's look good, walk good, feel good, and just, you know, just be you.
Be yourself.
So, that's why I do that. Yeah.
Be the best. Okay. But your passion and what you're focusing and your aim is your musical career.
Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly music.
All right. Okay. Well, I like music because you can just really, you can create and people can feel your creation and, you know, that's really good. And the tones and the beats have a lot to do.
Yeah.
You know, because we can feel. You might not understand if you go to a foreign country, you might not understand what they're saying, but you can feel the music. That music can really get to you.
Yeah,
well,
that is true.
Again, Tommy M, again, tell us how people can contact you, how they can get beats from you if they need beats. If they need, you will collaborate with other artists. So how can they get in contact with you again?
Okay, so if you all are looking for collaboration or just want to follow me and keep up with me, you can follow me at Thomas M Beats on Instagram or Twitter. If you guys are looking for beats, all you have to do is go to thomasmbeats.com. And then if you guys are any producers or anything of that sort, if you want to send me over some loops or drum anything of that sort, you can shoot them over to thomasmbeats@gmail.com. So everything is Thomas M Beats, basically.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, Thomas M, just you can hold on and you can mute your line. And I'm going to bring Dr. Craig right on, but I want him to also take a look at where you're going, if you don't mind.
Okay, that works.
Okay, all right. So let me pull my other guests up here. Dr. Craig Bright, this you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
Thanks for joining us again. Can you hear me?
Oh, thanks for having me. Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay. We enjoyed you when you were on before, and so you're so talented. We appreciate you giving us your time and your energy tonight. And for those that's listening that's not familiar with who Dr. Craig Wright is, can you tell them who you are and what you do?
I'd be glad to. I am a professional numerologist. I have a PhD in metaphysics, and I've been seeing and studying the sequence of numbers for over 50 years. I started when I was 21 years old, and over the time, I've been able to share a lot of information with people, and I look at it as building bridges from the spiritual world to the material world, letting people know about their spiritual contract, and giving people a way to get in touch with their spiritual guides.
Excellent. That's really good. And you are really, you've been doing it for a while. And I mean, you're very good at what you do. And again,
well,
I appreciate. And I have a young man
all
that's
praise
on the line
God.
Here before
my
we
gift.
Get into.
Oh,
yes,
when is your birthday?
Let me pull him up here. He's a new entrepreneur. He's just starting into the music industry here. So, Thomas M, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I am.
Is your line open? Okay.
Hi,
Tom. Happy your birthday.
How you doing? 7/26/1997.
Okay. I'm going to start with your day of birth, Thomas, the number 26. 2 plus 6 is 8. In the numerology, 8 is a symbol for money, power, authority. It's a boss energy that pretty much assures success, financial success. The number 26, because it's an 8, the 8 literally means, as it is above, so it is below. Two circles, one on top of the other. The interesting thing about your birthday is, not only is your day a 26, but your year. If you add up 1 plus 9 plus 9 and 7, you get 26 again. That's very significant because it means you are an old soul. You've been here many, many, many times before. And because 2 plus 6 is 8, you've got two 8s, and your month is a 7. If I subtract 7 from 8, I get the number 1. And that represents, Thomas, the only challenge that you have, which is being a leader, being independent, being a boss, being an entrepreneur, standing on your own, launching your own business. That's the number one challenge, and that's what you came here to do. If I add your month, your day, and your year together, I've got two 26s. That adds up to 52. Your month is a 7. 52 and 7 is 59. I'm going to keep adding. 5 plus 9 is 14, and 1 plus 4 is 5. Got a little ahead of myself. The number 5 is called the freedom vibration. So when you add your month, day, and year together, and it comes up to the number 5, you did not come here to work 9 to 5. You came here to stand on your own, to be independent, and to be free. Singing, doing the band, promoting, sales, all of these things are open to you. Also open to you will be theater, movies, and global activities. Now, the global aspect comes from your name. The name Thomas is a number 22, and that's called the Master Builder vibration. So that will open opportunities for you globally and also in film. Thomas, I want you to promise me one thing, and that is you'll take a break every now and then, okay? Have some fun.
Yeah.
Relax. Yeah. Learn to meditate. All right. Most people have to tell them, be serious, work harder, not you. You have a tendency to work too hard.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay. If that makes any sense, you have a tendency to work too hard. So because of the number 5, which is freedom, you have to learn to work in activities that will allow you to relax, have fun, travel. There's some other activities associated with temperance that come along with the number 5 that the enemy is going to use against you to stop you. The challenges will be physical challenges, and that's all I'm going to say about that on the air. If you want more specific information, you can get in touch with me later, but I think you know what I'm talking about. 1927, after the age 36, let's see, how old are you now? That's 13... 10, 33, 24, okay. You're right now, you're in the letter O in Thomas, which is you may also have some family obligations that are kind of like, oh, my goodness, do I do this or do I do that? They can sort of like stand in your way from time to time. But by meeting those obligations and meeting your responsibility, you're going to be surprised how many doors that opens to you and how people are going to respect that. Okay. 2022 is a new year we're headed into. 2 plus 0 and 22 add up to 24. So next year is going to be a number 24 year. If I add your month and day, it adds up to 33. 33 and 24 is 57. Long story short, you're going into a number 3 year. And the 3 stands for expression, singing, painting, dancing. So you may be separated from familiar patterns and people in your life because it's showtime for you. If Moses tried to take everybody up the mountain, he'd still be trying to get up here today to get those 10 commandments. So it's showtime for you. So some people you're going to have to let go of to get there. And usually when I tell a client that, they get the picture of the person right in their mind as I'm saying it. so you probably know who that person is. Now, after you get to the mountaintop, you can come back for them.
Okay.
But there's going to be some breaks and separations associated with your move to the top. Forgiveness is going to be play a key role. You see, when we come into this physical plane, we have our aspirations, but there are also spiritual things going on as well. And metaphysically, you're going to be walking past a pond one day, and water's going to splash on you. And you're going to turn around and say, who did that? But because of the karmic aspects of the number 26, it was you who threw the rock in the water. Now the water's splashing on you. So it's going to manifest like it's someone else doing it, but it's really a manifestation of something you did in the past. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
You know about karma, what goes around, comes around. That's the number 8. What goes around, comes around. You've got 2 of them. So there's going to be some people you absolutely, positively have to forgive because they're going to do some things to you. You can't avoid that when the 26 shows up. It's going to happen. The test is, can you forgive? But I'm here to tell you, the person you will be forgiving will be yourself. I know that doesn't make any sense. I know that sounds like this guy, he had me going, now I think he's lost his mind. But that is the nature of karma.
Yeah,
okay, what goes around comes around. That's karma. So a lot of 26s have little secret stash places where they keep things, like things they like or things that have happened to them, letters and or pictures. If you have memories of things that have hurt you, after we hang up, go to your little secret stash place and get rid of them. Throw them out, burn them up, karma. You don't want anything holding you in that negative space. Like a professional quarterback on the field, you have to have a short memory. You can't worry about that interception. You can't worry about that lineman who didn't hit that linebacker, let him come in and sack you. You can't get upset about that. You have to have zero memory, short-term memory, and keep going. I brought up the sports aspect because your chart shows you're also a gifted athlete. So I wanted to break it down that way. So the next time somebody does something or seeming like it's them, keep moving. Forgive right away. It's only a trick of the enemy to try to block you from your success because you potentially can impact the planet and be a positive change agent in your field.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. And Dr. Yes. Wright, how can a person get in contact with you? If Tommy M. and others want to contact you.
You can visit my website. I have all of my services listed there. I do readings, consultations, forecasts. And my website is www.craigewright.com. That's CRAIGEWRIGHT.com. One more thing I want to share with you, Thomas. I know it's a way off, but after your age, probably around 34, 35, but definitely after age 36, you will not be working for anyone else. You're going to be a trailblazer. Your chart reminds me of the dude. Do you know who the dude is?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm telling my age now. I'll look at that.
I don't know who the dude is.
Oh, really? Really? No, I was going to say I'm going to let him look that up.
Okay, let him look it up. I'll look it up. A great artist.
He was a drummer, started a band, ended up being a producer, produced a lot of records. Back on the Block, I think, was the last thing he did. But he was a big star, early star. Did a lot of soundtracks, and they call him Quincy Jones is who I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about Quincy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If you would have said that, I would have...
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know they called him the dude. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
yeah. Quincy is huge. Wow.
Yeah.
That's big time.
Yeah.
That's making it to the top of the mountain. Okay. Well,
yes,
thank you for that. And Thank you, Thomas M., for joining us tonight.
No problem.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Dr. Wright, for giving Thomas M. that insight. And thank you, Thomas,
very
again,
welcome.
And better love. And good work. Keep up the good work. You got a lot to do
it's
here.
It's going to happen.
Talk to you later.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Thomas.
Right.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. That was great, Dr. Wright.
He's a great individual.
Yeah. He's part of my DNA, too. I have to. You know how you be trying to hold stuff back? And you know how you be like a proud mama or a good daddy? You just have to say it. So I be trying to be professional. But I have to say that. But now, it's so much going on here. it's so much going on here. You know, everything going on. Now, do you do anything with the numbers as far as, you know, I know we are in the United States or America, whatever you call it, whatever name you want to give it. And they say that the birthday is July the 4th. So can you kind of see or get any kind of insight or where we could be heading looking at the numbers?
Oh, yes, definitely.
The house
definitely.
That we're in.
Yes, definitely, sure can.
Okay.
The way you do a forecast with numerology is you start with the month and day, in this case July the 4th, and you add it to the current year. We're currently 2021. 2 plus 21 is 23. 23 and 11 is 34. So that's a symbol for the energy that America is experiencing. And the 34 means things are slowly coming back on track. Stagnant conditions, you know, from the COVID, which literally shut us down, stagnant conditions start to pick up and move forward again under the 34. Very soon we'll be in 2022, and that's going to be a number 35 year, and 3 plus 5 is 8. Talked about the 8 with Thomas M. 8 stands for money, power, business, success. So we're going to see a financial recovery during the year of 2024. We're going to see a financial recovery. We're going to see people getting better jobs. We're going to see this plan that is stuck in Congress right now. It's going to make it through. We're going to see the infrastructure being rebuilt, highways worked on, a lot of financial recovery occurring here in America for 2024. It's also, 2022. It's also a great time for entrepreneurs, people starting businesses, people leaving jobs and starting their own business. And that's going to fuel the recovery because we need more jobs. We need small businessmen out there creating opportunities for other people to come and get work. So anyone who's a business person, if you had the urge like Thomas M. to start your own business, if you're feeling that entrepreneurial urge, that's 2022 coming in.
Wow, that's good to know. Yeah, because, you know, most people, they think that this is the end of the world. They think this is gloom and doom, and it just, the numbers don't
lie. It's always darkest just before dawn.
Yes. So now do you also give classes? Do you teach?
Yes, I do. I teach classes. I have workshops and classes. If anyone is interested in a class, I have a class coming up in a couple of weeks in November.
Okay.
A week or 10 days, yeah. So if anyone wants to find out information about that, they can get in touch with me. Shoot me an email at cr77ig@gmail.com. That's cr77ig@gmail.com. Or if your organization would like to host a class, That's actually what I'm doing in November. I've been contacted by a metaphysical church in Washington, D.C., and they've asked me to do a class for them. I have a total of 4 different classes that I offer. And after those classes, my students are able to do what I do.
Okay. Now tell us what those 4 classes are. What are you teaching?
Well, the first class is called the Jeremiah Effect. And that's all about having a contract with God before we're formed in the womb. So with numerology, you can determine your contract with Creator. The letters in our name represent our part of the bargain, and the numbers in our birthday represents God's part of the bargain, and that's the first class. The second class is called Perception versus Intention. And in that class, I'll talk about the personality number. That's the cover to our book. That's what people see when they look at us, what they perceive. But as you know, you can't judge a book by the cover. So we also look at what's called the heart's desire number, and that's the intention. Everyone has an intention, a purpose that's driving them. And sometimes it's not in sync with how we are perceived. So this class will help you understand the difference between how people look at you and what you're truly here to do and how that can affect your experience. The third class, we take a look at challenges, and we look at karma, as I was sharing with Thomas. Challenges are revealed by the birthday. It tells us the types of things we have to watch out for. It's like stumbling blocks on the road, on our path of life. The karmic numbers reveal shortcomings we have to bulk up on, things we need to add to our recipe, so to speak. So once you take this class, you turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Once you know your challenges and you know your karmic numbers, it turns stumbling blocks into stepping stones. The fourth class is about forecasting, learning how to determine the universal energy and also the personal energy, because for all things, there's a season. And when you know the season, you're able to be more productive. Now, numerology doesn't rob us of our free will. It will tell you it's springtime. It's time to plant. It's wintertime. You don't want to plant now. It's not going to survive. Okay? But it won't tell you what to plant. You still have free will. You can plant carrots, lettuce, tomatoes, but numerology will tell you the best time to do so. So those are the 4 classes.
Okay. Now, are they online, too, or you have to be in person?
Well, I offer them online, and by that I mean there are classes that I've already taught that have been recorded, but I also have them live. The class in November that I'm teaching will be a live class where you can participate, ask questions, get information. That's a live class. And those are the classes that I offer through various organizations and churches in the community who contract me to share information with their organization or their church or their civic group or their family. I've even had, families call me in. A lot of companies also call me in. It's a great group session, very similar to the Myers-Briggs in terms of finding out who you are, how you operate, how you function, and how you can work together. So I get a lot of companies and corporations call me in to facilitate their groups to get things moving faster. So there's a lot of applications with the science of numerology.
Wow. And, that would be good. I could see, you have a lot of large families and, they gather around for the holiday seasons is coming up. And
yes.
They can
Birthdays,
have you to come
holidays.
In. This is the perfect time Yes, when all the family come together and they can have you as a speaker, and you know, this is good. This is what's needed, especially with the energy that we're going into in this 2022 energy.
Yes. You see, God is good all the time. God is good all the time, but we have to be in tune with that energy right now. My favorite radio station is playing some jazz right now. I can't hear it because I'm not tuned in. But they're on the air. That's how it is with our Creator.
Yes.
He's always sending out good information, leading us, guiding us. He has a plan that's best for us, plans to profit us and not to hurt us. But we're not tuned in. And this is a way to do so. The science of numerology, it's not the only way. But it is a way, and I find it was very helpful in my life, and I recommend it to others.
And I can also, you know, this is good, like people that might have block clubs, so they can get everybody in the block club together. Because I know when we used to have our block clubs, we used to have speakers and politicians come in, you know, and that's a good way of the community uplifting itself also. So, you know, this is a great opportunity time. Now, I hear so many people say, I don't know what my purpose is. How do a person find out if they don't know? I hear that a lot.
That's one of the questions I get all the time. And it's interesting because that's how I discovered numerology. My best friend died of a drug overdose when I was 21 years old, over 50 years ago, and I started to ask the question, why am I here? What is my purpose? Is life going to be this rough all the time? Take me now. And God guided me to numerology, and it answered the question. The letters in our name reveal it's called the destiny number. The destiny number. And it tells you why you are here. As I shared with Thomas, I didn't have his whole name because I look at first, middle, and last because we have clauses in our contract. Every name is a clause in the contract plus the total name. But the name Thomas is a number 22, and that means he came here to build an empire.
Well, his full name is Tommy Martin Jr.
Is it Tommy or Thomas?
Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y.
Okay, so where did Thomas come from?
That's his professional name.
Okay, well, that's good because that's the 22. That's the energy he wants to be working with to build that empire.
Right, yeah.
But you say it's really Tommy. Does he have a middle name?
Yeah. No, Tommy Martin Jr.
No middle name?
No middle name.
Okay. Tommy is 8'10", is a 23. Martin is a 30. And Junior is a 33. So when we add 23, he comes out with 86. 8 plus 6 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. And that's good because that matches his birthday. When I added up his birthday, 7 and 26 and 26, it also was a number 14, 5. So when your name matches your birthday, it's very significant. The name is our part of the contract. The birthday is God's part of the contract. So when they match, Tommy told God before he was formed in the womb, I'm going to be whatever you want me to be because they match.
Okay.
So we came equipped to be in tune with spirit.
Okay.
This usually happens a lot of times, like it did with me, after loss of someone, when we experience that pain.
Yeah. And that's when a lot of times people do find their purpose, when they go through something. You know, and it don't defeat them. They
end
up finding their purpose.
Because that's wow. when we finally make that sweet surrender and say, God, help me. I need your help when we're going through something.
Mm-hmm.
That's called mm-hmm. the sweet surrender. And when we let go and stop leaning on our own understanding, that's when the light comes in. God's got to break us to get the light to come in.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Well, the call-in number here is 323-642-1586. And push the number 1 if you would like to talk with Dr. Craig right here. You have this opportunity. We have him here with us. This is your opportunity to talk with him. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 614-599.
Hi, Better Love. Greetings. This is Talia. My first name is actually Erica.
Hi, Talia.
Talia Holmes. How are you? And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
What is your birthday?
My birthday is 2, which is February 22nd.
Oh, my goodness. All 2s. Your year, 19, 1 plus 9 plus 7 and 3, adds up to 20. 1 plus 9 is 10, 7 and 3 is 10, that's 20. So it's all 2s. A 2 for your month, 2 2s for your day, and a 20 for your year. That's very significant. The number
Tell
2 is the number 4. Well, I'm going to start with your birth date, which is the 22nd. And that's the same number I was telling Thomas about. The number 22 is called the Master Builder Vibration. So it means you have the gifts, talents, skills, and ability to build an empire, a global empire. That's the number 22. It's also called the Workaholic Vibration. That's
yes,
why I told Thomas
is.
He needs to ease up. Some people, I tell you, working... You need to work harder. When it's 22 shows up, you need to take some time out and have some fun. Do something to relax because it's constant work, 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 work.
Right.
Needless, with all the 2s, and number 2 stands, we hold up 2 fingers, that's the peace sign. So 2 stands for peace, harmony, partnerships, working with others, patience, being aware of opposites, anything having to do with the number 2. That's your energy, all those 2s. So you're about learning patience, cooperation, paying attention to details, and taking the time to do something well. Don't let people rush you or speed you up, tell you you're moving too slow. Just don't listen to them because they're going to do it all wrong. They're going to be fast and have to do it all over again. They're going to do it 2 or 3 times because they did it so fast. You're going to be slow, do it right the first time. So don't let people rush you. When we add up your month, your day, and your year.
I don't do that. Done with that. Yes, you're right. Keep going. Thank you.
You're very welcome. When I add up your month, your day, and your year, it adds up to the number 44. Okay, 2 and 22 is 24, and your year adds up to 20. 20 and 24 is 44. That's another master number. Like your day of birth, the 22, 2 2s, whatever it is, 2 of the same number, it's called master numbers. Okay, this means you're an old soul. You've been here many times before, and you have spiritual powers. You have spiritual powers that you can use. In fact, when a 22 shows up, and this goes for Thomas too if he's still listening, you have to be really careful what you think because you're going to make it happen. All right. You found that out about that, huh? Gotta be careful. You have
yeah.
the power. As a 22, you have the power, we all do, to manifest our thoughts.
Yeah,
but we're
that's
using,
true.
Most people use regular beans. 22s are using Jack and the Beanstalk beans. When you think something, it almost immediately comes into form, whether it's something good or something bad. Your fears will manifest as well as your faith. So you have
That's
to be
true.
Very, very careful to think positively, okay? To think positively. I don't care how it looks. If you think positively, you can change the situation.
Thank you.
With your mind.
Yes.
That's power.
It's a struggle sometimes, depending on what's going on.
Of course, the enemy is trying to destroy you. I make no bones about that. You know, people, you know, they listen to me. I talk about numbers and all this, but there's a war going on.
You got that right.
You know, there's a war going on. So it's difficult because there's resistance to the all the good that we try to do. There's resistance. There's a force that's trying to stop it. Okay? On the first thing God did, after he said, let there be light, that's what he created all of us. Let there be light, our spirit, our soul, our energy, sparks from the big flame.
That's beautiful.
Then he said, I'm going to separate the light from the darkness. That there was no sun, there was no moon, so the darkness was the dark side and the light was the light side. And that's why there's duality in this plane, and that's why things are difficult. When I give people readings, I keep it positive. There's always a dark side, but I don't dwell in that. You know, I don't dwell in that. I try to keep it positive because I want their light to shine and for God's will to be manifest on this earth. And speaking of that, the 44 is called the number of the Master Liberator, the Speaker of Truth, and the Prophet. So I'm calling you out, Erica. I know who you are. I'm calling you out.
Calling me out to do what?
You're God's hand on earth. You're a liberator. Your advice will set people free. Speak up. Don't be the quiet one. You have to speak up. You're the prophet. You're the one speaking truth.
I tell it, they don't listen.
It doesn't matter.
Your job is
to just lead them. Your job is to lead them to the water. That's it. That's it.
Lord,
don't get caught up in what people are listening right now.
But I keep telling you, you know. I'm praying for y'all. I got to get me do my next step. Y'all ain't listening.
Are you writing?
And then some of them aren't going to. Some of them ain't going to go to the water. They just gonna be the ones to keep wandering or keep turning their skin.
Erica, she has a hearing problem, doctor.
I struck a nerve.
She has a hearing problem.
Okay, Erica.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I am a truth. I'm a truth teller. That's just me. Yes, you're telling the truth.
Are you writing?
Well, lower the boom.
Do you write?
Yes.
Are you writing?
Do you write?
What do you mean? Literary or I can do that, but no, I don't.
Okay. I ask because that is a way to share your wisdom by writing it down.
Okay.
It's for everyone.
True.
Then you won't have to worry about if someone is listening to you or not. When you write it down, it's there. You got it. You've done your job. You've shared your truth. God will guide the people to your truth. You just have to be prepared.
Thank you for that. I have a blog right now. We're a backlog. I call it a 411 backlog on Facebook. It's just like by invite only, but it's people who are all on the same page or whatever, you know, when you try to let some of them in and then they don't really get it and send them with the prayer and let them go on. That's what I do.
Well, keep up the good work.
So hopefully I can go further.
Erica.
Thank you.
You will. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Better love. Okay, doctor, we're going to play some music here, and we'll be back after we play this music here. Let's see where we're going.
Okay. Thank you.
think I know what you got, girl, and what keeps you on my mind. It's that special thing about you, babe, that really, really blows my mind. You seem to be unapproachable because of your class and style. From the graceful way you walk, ooh-wee, to the sexy way you smile, I wanna be the first to say, yeah. I wanna do to you, babe. Just wanna be your man, to give you all the love that you can say. Come here, baby. You've been on my mind, baby, about a thousand times, yeah. Heaven must have sent you like an angel.
I just want to take this time out to say to all the fellas out there, are you listening, brother? That in order to get what you want, you gotta know what to say. And to keep what you got, you gotta know what to do.
I wanna do you, baby. Woo, 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 woo. Come on. Ooh, baby.
I've been thinking about you.
I've been wondering, girl,
night and day,
if you ever gonna be with me. Baby, is it possible that you can love me too? I you, baby. Woo! And I've been wondering if you ever, ever, ever gonna love me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on, baby. If you love me, baby, like I love you, girl.
Thank you.
are listening to the Truth to Power show, and we have with us tonight Reverend Dr. Craig Wright. He's an international certified metaphysical practitioner, and he's been doing this for quite a while, and he gives classes, and he has his website, so if you are interested, you can contact him and go to his website. Again, Dr. Wright, what is your website that the people can contact you?
People can contact me at www.craigewright.com, and that's CRAIGEWRIGHT.com.
All right. Eric, do you have something you'd like to say to Dr. Wright?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Greetings, first of all. So glad you could be with us. Dr. Craig.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And, boy, I love where we start, how we started with Tommy, because I always talk about Pacific Coast Highway in California is one of the most beautiful drives that a person could take if they visit in the Los Angeles area, you know, to get on Pacific Coast Highway and just ride for hours and hours and see the beautiful ocean and the different islands that's out there off the coast and go through Malibu and all that. But Malibu is actually a very special place that we find now since we have so much information, you know, that they call California the Gold Coast because of, you know, the San Francisco, the Bay Area, Oakland, and its association with the gold rush, you know, back in the day. And so then you told Tommy that his chart looks like the dude, right? And I have a number that I've been talking about it for years. My number is 18, not combined as a 9, but just 1 and 8, the 1 and the 8, and number 44. I'm actually associated with a company by the name of 44 Parallel. So all these numbers are coming up, but as far as the dude goes, just last week, just to back my point, is that I focus on these numbers because if they come back to me as above, so below, just like you said with the 8. So 1618, the dude, D is 4 and U is 21, that's 7. D4E5, that's 9, that is 79, that's gold in the dude. And so it's right on point. And that's why I asked him, did he drive up the Pacific Coast Highway, and he told me that he named specifically, he said the Malibu. I said, man. So, yeah, I love it. You know, it's always on point. It never fails when you're using numbers, using a good heart intention, and then you're combining your brain with your heart. Like the Bible say, the lion going to lay down with the lamb. Man, it's always on point. So, yeah, I'm loving it. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Thanks. Yeah. Do you have a musical background, Doc?
Yeah, I did play some trumpet in high school. Just spent some time at Peabody studying the trumpet. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Yeah. We just had some blaring trumpets during Latin American month. We had a lot of trumpets and congos and bongos going on. You know, and so yeah, I heard you mention jazz, and we'll be doing a jazz show Saturday. Actually, a brother who wrote a book about John Coltrane back in 1975, he wrote a biography, Dr. Simpkins, and he's gonna join us Saturday. So we'll be riding the train Saturday night. If you have time to listen in. But
Great.
Please, you know, just y'all continue. I'm loving the vibe over here. I'm just loving it, you know. That numbers night is always a special night. And I actually looked at that book that that Roy Ayers got that Third Eye song from. I looked that book up by the female named, I think it's Adler.
Ferris Bueller Alder, yes.
Yeah, man. And then I opened it up and my spirit took me to Secrets of Sound. And I'm gonna go through the whole book, but I'm on The Secrets of Sound, and I'm so fascinated by how she writes about sound. I love it. I'll let you know, it's a heavy download. How do you know the sound, different sound tone vibrations are on different hertz and frequencies, and when it hits your skin, it affects different organs and the way you think. And, oh man, it didn't have colors involved. I said, man, this is some high degree stuff right here. So yeah, thank you
powerful
for. Thank you for that too. Yeah, it's very powerful, man. So powerful.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah,
thank you for the opportunity to share this information.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you lit us up the last time, and man, he right back on point again. Right where you left off. So yeah, thank us. Yeah. Yeah. Do you still play trumpet?
No, I haven't played trumpet since high school marching band.
All right.
Start off in elementary school, played for about 10 years, and didn't pursue it professionally.
All right, yeah. Well, you in this right here, though. You know, you in your calling, but the trumpet have a commanding sound. You know, it's like a... It's like the general of the horns, you know. It's like, man, it. I don't know. I like them all. I like trombone, saxophone. I like them all. But that trumpet, man, like that Chuck Mangione, you know, Miles Davis, so many greats, you know, so many Dizzy. Yeah.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing Dizzy Gillespie in person.
Oh, yeah.
He's
tell us about
my,
that.
He's one of my idols. Well, this was years ago at a place in Washington, D.C. called the Hole in the Wall. Small jazz club, maybe 20 tables, cocktails, tables. They serve a little light fare. And the amazing thing about him was how big his jaws would get when he played that trumpet.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
That was his signature.
Now,
that was his
yeah,
signature.
Them big high jaws. Yeah. Wow. Now, Dr. Craig, you have a book out too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a book out? Well, what's the name of your book?
Yes, I do. The book is entitled It All Adds Up. And the subtitle is Psalms 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. That's Psalm 90, verse 12. And on the cover of my book, I have, Know Thyself is an old adage that is still meaningful today. If you have discovered that you can't be all things to all people, you can't do all things at once, you can't do all things equally well, and you can't do all things better than anyone else, and that your humanity is showing just like everyone else, then this science of numerology will help you find out who you are so you can be that, decide what comes first so you can do that, and discover your strengths so you can use them and teach you not to compete with others because no one else is in the business of being you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very good self-help
book. Okay. And that makes sense because when you start competing, you're so busy focusing on the other person and trying to do the other person that you don't see you.
That's right. It's
you're not focusing on what you can do. Yeah. All right. And they can go to your website and get your book? Where can they get
your
book?
Yes, they can.
From?
It's available on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's available at all the major bookstores, Amazon.
Okay.
You can order the paperback, or you can get an ebook. You can order an ebook right from a website, and order the paperback online at the major bookstores, Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, etc. And it's called again.
Okay.
It All Adds Up. It all adds up,
and it do. Now, is there a difference between metaphysical and religion? Metaphysics
well,
and religion.
metaphysics is, I'll put it this way, religion is metaphysical because the word metaphysics means beyond the physical, beyond the physical. Meta means beyond, and physics refers to the physical world. So if you're talking about anything in the spiritual nature, that's metaphysics. The difference is religions tend to say it's my way or the highway. Religions, they start being inspired by God, but end up, the reason why we have so many of them is because man takes over, ego kicks in, I don't want three Hail Marys, we should have four Hail Marys. All types of things come into play, which creates this division. But at the base of it is still the belief in that which we cannot see. And that's what makes religion metaphysical, but the religions aren't metaphysics. Metaphysics focuses strictly on the spirit. Makes no judgment, doesn't say which religion is better, doesn't have any dogmatism, doesn't have any rules or customs, or you have to wave the flag four times on Sunday or stand on your head on Tuesday, none of that stuff. It's all about turning within, listening to the still inner voice, and being guided from within. Religion is about being guided from outside. There's someone in charge of the ceremony, usually a minister, and some of them think they're in charge of your salvation, that they're going to save your soul. No one can save your soul but you. I guess metaphysics is more personal, a personal belief system, as opposed to organized religion.
All right. Okay, let me open the line up, and the number here is 323-642-1586, and push the number 1 if you would like to talk to Dr. Wright. 346-434. 346. Area code 346.
Well, I say shit.
Okay, you hang. All right, I'm gonna hang up.
I might not have shit.
Okay. All righty there. And so
I have a Dr. Craig. Can you do a number for me? I want to do a number on somebody that's real close to me.
Sure.
All right. It's 11/30/2004.
Okay. First of all, this person is very high energy. The number 30 gives people very high energy. 3 stands for expression, singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything artistic, decorative, speaking. A lot of ministers operate under the number 30 energy. The name Martin comes to mind. That's a 30. It's also a number that gives you a great voice, the ability to express yourself. The name Luther comes to mind. That's a number 30. And that's also a vibration of youth. So this person will always appear younger than they are. No one's going to believe their age. In addition to that, the 0 in numerology makes them very spiritual because in numerology, 0 is a symbol for God. So when this person speaks, there's power behind all of their expressions. When we add month, day, and year, it adds up to 47, and 4 plus 7 is 11. This is a number of the teacher, the master teacher, and the person who expresses truth, light, and wisdom. That's the number 11. Jesus was a number 11. He was sought by 3 wise men, denied 3 times by 3 sleeping disciples, arose on the 3rd day. So this individual had a lot of that energy wrapped up in their chart. Very spiritual, very aesthetic, very sensitive. And you have to be careful of the environment that they're in order to express themselves positively. definitely has the ability to write. I don't know if they're writing, but this person definitely has the ability to write. I should say, I don't know if they're sharing what they write, because when you're born at 11:30, you may have automatic writing experiences. You might write even if you don't want to. You might just might have to get the energy off of you and on paper. So very, very spiritual. This person is here to be an example, an exemplar, an example for the rest of us to follow. The only challenge that they have is going to be following through, because they're so full of ideas, they may be starting things and stopping them before they finish them. So that's the only challenge that I see, the need to follow through to completion.
Wow. Thanks. Give thanks. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Powerful soul. Powerful soul.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes,
can,
sir.
We hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah. Well, the wind
you?
Is blowing
can
real
hear
heavy tonight. I got y'all now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Okay. All right. He said that's a powerful soul, that person.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, I got that. That was powerful. Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, you got a jazz tune? You got some Roy Ayers? What you got over there?
Well, I got a Dizzy Gillespie song that he's playing with someone else here, if you want to hear that.
All right, let's light it up. Yeah.
Okay, let's see who this is.
Dr. Craig don't mind. Do you mind, Dr. Craig?
Oh, not at all.
All right.
Okay. That was Dizzy Gillespie and Friends. Now,
yeah, that sounds like
Craig,
No, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
Go ahead. It sounds like who?
Oh, it sounds like Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo from Cuba.
Yeah, that's who it is. I couldn't pronounce it, so that's who it is.
yeah, Chano Pozo, a legend percussionist. Matter of fact, that's who Desi Arnaz is really, you know, that one drum that he used in I Love Lucy, he got that, he modeled that after Chano Pozo. And you know, he's a very, very interesting person to look up. Anybody want to check out Chano Pozo, you know, but we just did that with East Coast Eddie. We had a fabulous Latin Heritage Month with East Coast Eddie. That was fire. Thanks, Bear, for playing that.
Yeah. And now, Dr. Craig, if somebody, you know, is wanting to really find out, you know, get into the spirit, what would you suggest that would be which way they should go, or what should they do first? You know, and then you got some people that says, I try to meditate, but I can't. Go ahead.
I run into that a lot. People say, I try to meditate, I can't do it. I run into people, they say, I can't even sit still for 2 minutes. And that's how numerology comes into play. If you can have one and one and get two, you can tap into who you are, why you're here. And once you begin to get this type of information, you get that positive feedback, you start to feel confident, you're able to isolate the voices. We have so many voices speaking at us, reaching out at us, family, friends, television, associates, and that still quiet voice gets lost. But with numerology, you're able to focus on that and bring that energy, bring that vibration to the surface, focus on that, and from there, I find people can, from that point of mental clarity, begin to meditate because they now have a point of focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the key, being able to focus. Because if your mind is constantly talking, you know, quiet it down. It's
exactly.
Like two energies going on inside of you. One saying one thing, the other one saying another, and it's just constantly talking. Then, like you say, you have the outside, all of that going on, so... To know how to steel yourself in the midst of all of that. That's when you step in, you start to see things and realize things.
Yes. I wasn't into meditation when I first discovered numerology, but it developed after I started reading that book about the secrets of numbers. Then I had something I could hold in my mind and contemplate, and that led to that ability to focus and to quiet the voices down. So it's a great tool. It's a great tool.
Yeah.
If anyone is seeking, it's not the only tool, but it works. Mm-hmm. The numbers don't lie, as they say. Something you can count on.
Mm-hmm.
And there was keeping that old, the jazz theme going, there was a song out called Trying to Make It Real Compared to What? You know, what do we have to base it on? So with numerology, it gives you that clue, that foundation, those numbers, the information that you can make it real compared to what information you're getting back. A lot of times people will try to define us or tell us what they want us to do. It's for their benefit. You know, it's for their benefit.
Yeah.
But it's the self-concept.
Yeah.
That's what's going to open doors for you or limit you or empower you or not, your self-concept. And that's where tools like numerology come in. It cuts through anything anyone else has told you, whether their intentions were good or bad. people who love us can lead us astray just as easily as people who don't. So this is a tool for really mm-hmm. getting in touch with who you are, who you are meant to be, what your purpose is in life, and to put you in touch with God's plan for your life. And that's when life
yeah.
begins.
Yes,
that's when
yes.
it begins.
And, you know, and like you're saying, what helped it is a book. Like, you know, I think I started reading a certain book, and then it just, you know, it opened it up, and I just went more and more. But when you get into, like your book, for instance, that would be a good place for a person, even one that's not starting out, but somebody that just really want to, you know, get still and get into their self and the I call it the magic or the miracle of the spiritual
yes.
side of things. That book helps to have you focus. It that you know it kind of you get into that book. You don't pay attention to what's going on outside of you and even in your head. It kind of really gets you to focus into what you're reading on those pages.
Yes, it does. I've learned through this experience that the mind is soil and thoughts are seeds, and we reap what we
mm-hmm.
sow.
Mm-hmm.
So by reading a good mm-hmm. book or getting some good information and focusing on that, getting that new conversation going on in your mind about the spirit,
yes.
about truth, about wisdom, about light. These are those new concepts to focus on, and those are seeds you're planting, and they will influence your experience. Because
true.
The mind is soil, thoughts are seeds, and we reap what we sow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Y'all
well,
just hit on
Dr.
the divine
Craig.
Moment. Let me mention this real quick, Bev. Y'all just hit on the
Go
divine
ahead.
Moment. He said, compared to what? And Dr. Craig, we have a brother that's a numbers man on our show and right here on Beverly
mm-hmm.
D in our Truth to Power family.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Eddie
mm-hmm.
Harris. And that's the brother who's on that compared to what? Eddie Harris.
Awesome.
Numbers
awesome.
Don't miss. Right on point. Yeah.
Wow.
I love Eddie Harris jazz. Boy, that brother made some cuts, boy. Man. Yeah. We love that jazz over
yeah.
here. We're going to be heavy on jazz Saturday night. It's you know, that's why
mm-hmm.
brothers be in the barbershop. It's a very mathematical science, you know. And that's why they call it people that study that field cosmetologists. You know, it's you have to study the waveforms and, you know, different mathematics. So when you're in barbershop, brothers be playing jazz because it's stimulating the mental aspect, you know. It's a lot of high vibration conversations going on, you know. And I remember older gentlemen used to drop jewels on us at the barbershop. I used to love going to the barbershop, boy, because, man, you're going to hear some, you know, brothers going to tell you some deep stuff that, you know, your mom mm-hmm. and dad probably won't even, you know, discuss with you, you know. And it's always
yeah.
that jazz playing in the background. And, you know, the fresh smell of all that juice they be putting on your neck after you get a fresh cut, you know. it just stay with your memory, you know what I'm saying? It's something about the barbershop,
yeah.
you know. I said that's a sacred ground for men, you know, and it's just, man, just
like
love it, you know.
Workers. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah, yeah. You get the beat of the street in there, you know. Yeah. But, okay, Ben, go ahead. You trying to close out?
You know, it's just the energy. Yeah, and Dr. Craig, again, we really appreciate you joining us. And one more time, tell the people where they can come to get your book, get your classes, your service. Where can they go?
For all that information, they can go to my website, and that's www.craigewright.com. That's C-R-A-I-G. The letter E, W-R-I-G-H-T, com. I'm having a special on. I'm going to mention it for your listeners. If you're listening to the show, if you want to
okay.
get a forecast, if you want to prepare yourself for next year, 2022, go to my website and order a six-month forecast, and you'll get 6 months free.
Wow, that's great.
Just put it in a note that you heard the offer from this show.
Okay. Wow. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for giving me
the opportunity to share this information. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Before you leave, I want to thank you for in your book how you express your feelings for your mom, your dad, your brother, and your sister. How you mentioned each one of them have a special quality about them. And then I took special notice of that, you know, how you really appreciate your sister's quality and your brother's quality and your mom and your dad, the way you expressed it, man, it hit me deep. So thank you for that. And I love your book. I'm still reading it. But, yeah, thank you so much. And we're going to call on you again, if you don't mind, because, you know, this is a real special thing for us. Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Beverly.
And thank you. And I'm going to play this song. This song is for you, compared to what? Thank you again,
Dr.
Craig.
Have a good evening.
out in war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one good. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what suck you to me. Sleeping not, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what. And where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young King Tut. He did it now. Trying to make it real compared to what.
Almighty. We will be back Saturday and with a guest. And Eric, who is the guest we having on Saturday? We're going to be on at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I forgot his name. I don't know if Eric can hear me. But he's going to be on, and he's going to be, I think he did a book or something about Coltrane. But we definitely will be back and join us Saturday night. To talk with our guests that we have here. So we're going to go out with some more music. And oh, wait a minute. I don't even have Eric mic on. Hold on. Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, Bear. Yeah.
Okay. Who we
Carlos
Abrahoff
Jr. Okay, Saturday. Yeah, hmm? Saturday we have We having Brother Tuffy on. Brother wrote a book about John Coltrane back in 1975. And he's a general surgeon, and his pops was also a surgeon. But we're going to talk about the music side of him, you know, meeting McCoy Tyner and, Jimmy Garrison, Elvin Jones, some of the John Coltrane's band members. talking to John Coltrane's wife, spending time with her, you know, getting to know some inside information about John Coltrane. Then he put his book out. So, yeah, looking forward to it, babe. You know, thank you for the jazz tonight. Our guest, man, is always on point. You know, that was fire. And, the powerful connection with, I want to big up Tommy M. Beats. Man, when he said his birthday was the 26th, I wasn't surprised. You know what I mean? That's why I say,
right.
Man, I've been focusing on the number 8. Yeah, I started with the number 8, but then I found out that the 8 has a strong correlation with the number 1, and so so it's just been rolling ever since. And he over there on the coast that I always. You know, I talk about this coast because it's in so many movies. They show you, and the movies that they show you in is always really, really good occult metaphysical movies. You know, like the one with Tupac and Janet Jackson. Poetic Justice. That's a really. They show you that they show you that you're on the west coast of Africa, and we ain't talking about the Africa over there. I'm talking about the Africa over on this side. So, you know, I mean, this land is really ancient. It's not a debate. You know, I don't try to debate people, but I'm just saying that I don't debate which land is older. But I just say that a lot of the information is coming, you know, out about, you know, what is what and where is where and the time, you know, how they tamper with the time. They just tamper with the time, you know. That's a major thing. The map.
Flipped everything
around. Go ahead.
You know, the map, I heard. You know, so everything is, you know, backwards or, you know, turned around. And we just have to turn it back around or look at it forward, right side up.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, yes, many investigators out here. Yeah, people don't even say they're researchers no more. They say they're investigators. They done turned into investigators. You know, they got their own alphabet. Yeah, investigators. I mean, you got some people that be looking up under crash. They be looking for under dust particles, all kind of stuff, boy. This ain't no joke out here, boy. So, yeah, we did this. Hey, that's what happens, you know. That's what happens when you You lay something out there that's not a sturdy foundation, you know, it's going to crumble. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And we're on fire with that music, man, that music. You know, that jazz, and, you know, I love it all. I'm looking forward to the youth night. Looking forward to that.
Yes, we having the young entrepreneurs and the young creators is going to be with us. These are the people that's coming in. They part of the change, the new wave that's coming in. New way of thinking, new creating, new creation. I love that too. With the tones,
and
talking
about
the
that,
tones in with them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Bev. They bring in the tones in, and a lot of the ancient is meeting up with the new, because I'll say it again. If anybody out there ever visit Los Angeles, California, you get on the, if you're on the 10 freeway, there's an Olmec head right off the 10 freeway. And Bev, I'm finding out from looking at all these documentaries and different documents that people are finding that the Olmec land stretch, well, like I always say, Los Angeles is Mexico. I'll just put it like that. Los Angeles is just a little small mm-hmm. part of Mexico. Mexico is a vast area,
yeah.
huge area. So, but yeah, it's all there. It's all coming out, Bev. And how important those, infamous those Amazonian Californians, you know, them California females wasn't no joke. That's steady coming out. All that information is coming out strong. And so when Tommy said he was that he visited Pacific Coast Highway, you know, I just want him to know that he's in a. It's funny that he came from Detroit, which is a place that's on the map strong in our mentality, in our hearts, and he in another spot mm-hmm. that's, you know, it have the same vibration. You know, it's the same, the music, the
yeah.
glory of the ancient people that used to be there. You know what I'm saying? All the pearls, the jewels, the gold, the silver. You know, all that
yeah,
right
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we rocking it.
Yeah. And that's why it seems like it's magic, you know, miracles, alchemy, whatever you want to call it. That's, that's what it
hey,
is.
I'm
what it's all about.
Right. And, you know, I don't look at like if somebody might bring up somebody like Dennis Rodman or Quincy Jones or somebody like that, and people might start saying, oh, but look at their lifestyle. Man, I don't be looking at that. Like the brother said, metaphysics, mm-hmm. you don't judge. Remember I just told you? Remember we mentioned that, mm-hmm. babe, a couple of weeks ago? Metaphysics, you don't judge.
Yeah.
Because you just looking. Nope. You're just nope. looking through the different angles. And then, you know, you have to, you know,
that's
you
right.
have to use the movement that you need to move. To navigate, you know, it's no judgment. So,
yeah.
Once again, you know, it's man, it's so powerful. But anyway, they brought up Quincy Jones, right? Q is 8 and J
mm-hmm.
is 1.
Mm-hmm.
So the 8 and the 1, when mm-hmm. I focus on it, babe,
yeah.
it shows up on its own. It's always confirmed. I can get behind somebody's car. It'll be a combination of gold or 8 and 1 or 1 and 8.
Wow.
Every time. It never
yeah.
fails. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you
and
know,
that's,
if,
that's
you know,
that, that's,
but,
that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go
right
ahead, Bev.
No, I'm
yeah, but that's just my experience, and then other people can tell you something about their experience that they connected to, you know. So yeah, I love it all. That's why I say I take everybody information in. You know, I can take it all in and you know, and make me a
mm-hmm.
chemical bond with that. You know, use what's necessary and that was not necessary. I know how to put it out without judging it. You know, I just put it, it's not useful at this time. But as I learned in building them houses, yeah. it might be of use one day. So I don't throw it away. I never throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah, and you showed us that, how you can take another person's trash and make it into something, you know? What they say,
and take
one
a picture
man
of that.
Is another man. Uh-huh.
I experienced that full fledged.
Yeah,
and babe, take a picture of the work and it travel all around the globe these days. That's what and babe, I don't even be tripping off of that. I never go and look, try to find it. You know what I mean? I've just done that and man, I did it till I don't, you know, just like Tommy said, he kinda getting tired of going to Venice Beach. It happens quick,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say you do that, you experience it, and you move on. That's the age we live. people have short attention spans. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Things are moving in such a fast direction. You know, so you have to experience life is going by so fast. Why spend moments on some garbage or low vibration or worried or sad?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I be in the sludge sometimes. Sometimes I be in the mud, but I won't dare come on the air and do a show in that condition. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I want to big up Mama AZ. We want to continue to put some loving and healing power out to Mama AZ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her since she had her operation?
No, I don't want to bother her. I just want her to rest.
Okay.
I haven't bothered her, Bev.
Okay.
I just wanted her, you know, rest and
And
she got plenty of people that's be checking in on her. So we'll get the word about her.
Okay.
Any day now, you know, how everything came out, and I just wanted to rest up and just want to continue to put that loving in anybody else, you know, anybody else that need that, you know, that quartz crystal vibe,
healing.
You know, we got it.
Yes.
We got it. I want to announce to the people that I told all my customers that's been buying pecans from me for years that the freeze that we had out here in Texas messed up the harvest, but it didn't. I seen squirrels, man, munching on pecans. I said, man, these squirrels is fat and looking at all these shells. And, man, I started picking up pecans. Man, they got pecans galore. So, I got pecans again. I just want to let my customers know that.
That's
been dealing with me for all these years.
Okay.
I got the pecans again. I got them quartz galore. Whatever you get from me, it comes with quartz crystals. So you get maca, you get pecans, maple syrup, you know, whatever I got, it comes with the quartz crystals. So I got quartz crystals galore. Like I said, if you want to send a small donation, quartz fire. At quartz fire, I'll say it, Bev. If you want to contact me, you could contact me at quartz fire. That's QUARTZ. Fire is spelled PHYRE, one word, quartzfire@gmail.com. The wind has been blowing real. I'm dry, babe. That's why I got to catch my breath every time I talk because the wind's real dry. It's been blowing hard, about 50 miles an hour wind. So I'm having problems breathing. But quartzfire@gmail.com. And then you just leave a message, you know, whether you want to talk about you want to get a quartz or, you know, you want to leave your number with me and I'll, you know, you could send me a text or, you know, I can call you back. But however, I have products. I have pecans, maca, quartz crystals, and other items that I've been selling for years.
Okay.
You know, S-A-I-L-I-N-G. Yeah. So, you know,
music. That maca is good. That maca is good. Yeah.
Oh, man, we got a fresh batch from Perusalem. Fresh batch from Perusalem, man. I'm telling you right now, Bev, I have never, ever needed Viagra. And even if I did need something like that to help me out, I definitely wouldn't take those red or blue pills. The mock is basically a turnip. It's a turnip that grows high in the mountains of Peru. Peru is a very special place. You know, a lot of people already know about how special Peru is, but it's a natural food that's been grown there for thousands and thousands of years. And the native indigenous people there, they have a drink of maca in the morning and they work all day, you know, so they've been doing that for thousands of years. That maca is powerful.
Don't take it in the evening because it will keep you up. I can testify that. And ladies, it works on women's too, just like the Viagra, just like on men's. It works both ways. It don't discriminate. But it will give you energy also. So it's really good. Really good.
Yeah, it's especially good for the females because of the menstrual – the problems from having cycles, and not only that, the shots have been throwing women's cycle off real vicious, and so a lot of women already have problems, you know, So the maca is actually for that. That's where the number one use for it, to deal with that right there. You know, pains and different mood swings and all of that. It deals with that. And so, y'all contact me, and then, you know, I've been hooking people up for years. I'll be shocking people, man, when, you know, people give me send a few nuggets over here, and then I just, you know, hook them up with a gigantic package. You know, I love doing that. So y'all hit me up, you know, because we need this. You know, it's not a barter. We need it. It's a barter.
Right.
That's how I see it. And I'm never short, you know.
Yeah.
I found out, man, I never have much, but when I give that away, oh man, what I get back, I don't even have nowhere to put it. You know what I mean? So that's how I am with crystals right now. I got so many crystals. It's just ridiculous. I've just been giving them away because, you know, we are quartz crystals. Go ahead, Bev.
Yeah. And your crystals are unique because I have a lot of different crystals and things, but the ones that you sent me, they not like the crystals, you know, the ones that I have that I get from the stores and things like that, they not like your stones. So your stones have a uniqueness.
I like raw stones. I have polished stones, mm-hmm. you know, that's been tumbled,
mm-hmm.
but I like the raw. I like them raw. And a lot of them I got them from the ocean because I walk on the ocean a lot and walk in the mountains. I got some beautiful rocks I got from the mountains. Like somebody just left them out there for me. Like I found that tiger's eye that one time. I was in Vermont. Mm-hmm. I love going to Vermont. I always have magical moments. Walk, you know, D-Ro at work. Madeline's at work. So I'm just walking around in the woods till they get home. You know, I got access to the kitchen, mm-hmm. you know, just be chilling. mm-hmm. And I'm out there in the woods walking around there, man, on the tree stump. Like somebody just left this beautiful quartz crystal right there for me to just pick up on the tree stump, just right there in the woods. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you know, it's quartz everywhere. I tell you, I'm walking in the dark, and I just seen the mountain glittering. I asked D-Ro, man, what is that? He said, man, that's a mountain full of quartz crystal about 6,000 feet tall. We'll come back and see it in the daytime. So, you know, stuff like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's quartz everywhere. Yeah. But that's the second time that happened to me where somebody just left me. It's like somebody, like, here you go. Here you go. That's how magical this is. Mm-hmm. And then I told y'all that quartz crystal told mm-hmm. me to work on my heart. You know, I sat up mm-hmm. on this used quartz crystal. That was a tree was coming out. Hey, man, you know. The tree was coming out of the quartz crystal. That's real. That's factual. The tree is still there.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like people walk these places and see this phenomena every day. You have to be still. You know, you have to already know that you're in a magical. You know, the forest is just magical. It's just magical. That is once you understand that where you at, like you're in the Chronicles of Narnia. There's all kind of creatures that want to meet you. Communicate with you, but you know you can't bring your cell phone. You can't take pictures. You know, your picture won't even come out. You know, animals want to approach you. You know, different creatures. You know, so I just, D-Ro cut me loose with the microphone one time. We was up there. He said, "See if you can get any sounds from nature, man." As soon as I start walking back toward the woods, these birds start cutting up like they wanted to be heard. We put it on our broadcast. It's called All Female Fire on JaWorks Radio. All you got to do is type in JaWorks Radio, All Female Fire. Yes.
And how you spell
it'll come up.
JaWorks? How you spell JaWorks?
JaWorks. JaWorks.
Okay.
Works.
All right.
WORKS. JaWorks Radio. Right.
Okay.
All female fire. We just play nothing but straight females, and then you can hear us walking through the woods. You know, you can hear the nature sound. You can hear walking. You can hear D-Roll daughter talking. And I'm walking through the woods, recording the river and the birds singing, and we just vibing with little Camila up there. I think she's about 3 years old up there. You know, she's hugging the trees and asking us questions about the deer and man, she knew herbs back then. She could tell you what herb is what, tree is what. What kind of tree is that? You know, she'll tell you what kind of tree it is, what kind of herb, what kind of mushroom. Yeah, she own it. So, you know, just been vibing, Bev, you know, just so thankful for these broadcasts because we called you from Vermont one time, had a show up there. We was hugging the trees,
yes,
walking around in the
yes.
apple orchard.
I heard the water.
Yeah, we just called you out of random, just called you out the blue. Bev, can we broadcast tonight while we're up here in Vermont? You're like, yeah. Man, that was a powerful show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's off the cuff. You know,
yeah,
it's nothing planned. It's nature.
That's right. And we also talking about mushrooms. We're going to do a show with Kalente about, we're going to show some of his works and his speaking
Ooh.
Lectures about the mushrooms. So we're going to do that too. So we got
Ooh.
Some good things we're gonna
listen
up
in.
Here.
We're going to listen in and eat some mushrooms. Yeah, okay. It was a mushroom night. I'm gonna eat me some mushrooms and listen to Kalente. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be fire. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
all right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Bev. Thank you so much, Bev. You know, just another powerful broadcast.
Okay.
For
well,
sure.
Thank you. It's all about uplifting us. And this is so true what Wes says when he say this is a, what he say, this is a great time to be alive. And it really is. I mean, just like you say, people are investigating now where people was just kind of, you know, laid back. Everybody out there investigating. I haven't seen so many people and start, you know, their own business. I mean, really, this is a great time to be alive. Because these
man,
changes
everything
that's
is happening.
Coming about. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, everything is shifting in your favor, you know. That's why I say you catch the wave.
Yes,
just go. You got to paddle out deep in the water, though. You got to paddle out sometime, you know. You got to paddle out there. And then
mm-hmm.
once you paddle out, if you just sit there and just wait, that wave will come. It'll come, you know. You just catch it, man. Catch it and ride. You might fall down a couple of times, but just, you know, pretty soon, you know, you'll be
mm-hmm.
silver surfing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it took a while, man. It took a while. That surfboard to slap you in the face, man. You swallow that salt water. You know, you might roll over in some coral reef and have to pick little thorns out your feet, you know, for a couple of weeks, you know, heal up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It ain't easy.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, it's growth. It's working. And I just wanted to say, if you get a chance to get out in nature, just go, you know, walk, go to the trees and walk. Just get out in nature. It's so magical and powerful. And so, you know, just go take you a walk or do something. Get by the water. Just get out in nature now. It's real important now that you connect with Mother Nature.
Man, when I rode through Chicago on the bus, I get off the train. Speaking of Coltrane,
mm-hmm.
I get off the train in Chicago. I would go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mm-hmm. walk outside and I see that river, and man, I'm like, yo, man, I see why they call this place Mecca. Look at this energy
mm-hmm.
rolling through here. Look at this. You know what I'm saying? Right there outside the train station is a huge river. I'll be tripping.
Yeah.
And then you just look around and see the energy of the people. You know, people be moving. Everybody got on tennis shoes that people be moving, boy. It's an active place, boy. It's a lot of energy right there, right there. It's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. But everywhere you go, though, you go, it's a powerful spot.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. All you got to do is erase
mm-hmm.
all these modern buildings because they modern. Before they put those buildings, it was building underneath those buildings that's ancient. You know what I'm saying? Your ancestors built them. And exactly, and so you know, and they using the free energy ideas off those old ancient cities. You know what I mean? All they got to do is hook up into those free energy instruments and technologies that they have. The ancient people. All they got to do is which is stones. They ever go back to the mineral stones?
Yeah,
go back to the stones.
Yes, yes.
They got to hook up to the grid. There you go. They got to hook up to the ancient grid to do all this. What's that variant? We on the variant right now. So, you know, nature show you the real, you know, it's hard to imitate nature. You know what I'm saying? Real hard. They can put cameras out there, of course. They can put microphones out there and study animals. But just to duplicate a tree,
mm-hmm.
man. You know what I'm saying? But babe, I think about this too. What if this is a
mm-hmm.
duplication? What if this whole experience is a digital duplication? They kind of show you that in a couple of movies. They kind of show you that.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Sabi always say that we're electrical, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, right. So, you know, maybe this isn't a simulation of a game. So, yeah, man. I'm loving it.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We still need to connect with nature. So, you know, that's whatever the game is. I do feel like nature is playing an important part of it.
Absolutely, nature is the whole key. That's the whole key. We separated from that. You know, we separated from that. You know, we live in that fiction. We live in that the variant. You know, and a lot of us have caught up with that. You know, we're catching up with it. So, you know, I don't try to tell people what lane to drive in. I just say that, you know, man, whatever keeps your energy up, whatever can make your experience good while you visiting here in the spacesuit that's called a body, you know, whatever you can do to enhance that experience and enhance that body to be here a little bit longer so you can, you know, touch other people's lives, man. Hey, man, please, man, you know, do it or reach out for help. If you need help, reach out. And maybe we can be of assistance, you know, might not can help in all ways, but, you know, in some kind of small way, you know, somebody's out there. So, yeah, we got a lot of connections. We got a lot of connections.
We could
go ahead,
be
man.
Extension cord. You know how you want to plug something into that electrical power. What you do? You go get a extension cord.
I like that. That's proper. That's a proper analogy right there. Extension cord. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Well, Ben, we come off the umbilical cord, right? And then we just, you know,
I think
that's a perfect way to explain the natural course is you become an extension cord after you come off the umbilical cord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you just keep the cord rolling.
Yeah.
And then don't forget about the musical cord.
Right.
You know, the musical cord and all the other cords. And I used to love to wear corduroys, the real thick corduroys, man. Mm-hmm. But that used to be some of my favorite clothes to wear because I'm like cold nature, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, if it get a little cold, you know, I like to have something thick on. So I used to wear them corduroys with my Wallabies, you know what I'm saying, and my starch shirt, you know, and my little cap. Yeah, you know. So,
you know,
I used to be comfortable with some corduroys. Go ahead.
And you're vibing because today I was just talking to my auntie, and she told me she had ordered her 3 pair of corduroys. And now you're talking about corduroys.
absolutely. That's right. People call it string theory. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that clip we played about with Dan Winter, we were playing that Dan Winter, you know, you have to remember that Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, he don't use plank. You know, that's why his formula supersedes these other gentlemen is because he don't use plank. You know what I mean? He don't use the same formulas that Dan Winter used to find the golden mean ratio in the hydrogen atom. You know, he used the old ancient story of the biblical story of Nun, you know, N-U-N, who have the son named Joshua, okay? And this is all based on gold. That's why the formula start with GI, because it's based on gold. Joshua is gold, 1618, with the gold symbol on the end, A-U-U-A, Joshua. You see, so and all those names in the Bible is based on gold. And most of these places is based on gold. All you got to do is take the time to write it down and look. That's why I say, dude, when somebody tell me a word in my mind, I'm putting the numbers to it to see if it equal gold. And most time it do. Quincy Jones, the dude, gold. He said, man, your chart look like the dude. I said, man, what did he just say? And I was talking about the Gold Coast over there on Cali, on Pacific Coast Highway up there by Malibu.
Yeah, you sure was.
Where Queen Khalifa, Khalifa territory right there. The most beautiful, man, anybody who drive on that coast right there, man, your chakras will be spinning out of control. No, not out of control, but I'm saying they'll get the moving, and you'll be kind of uncomfortable. You'll have to get out the car and walk and just chill out. And to calm you down, it's so beautiful over there. You know, you you know, you'll just be looking all around. It'll be dangerous for you because people be moving fast on that highway. You know, it's in and out of the mountains. Mm-hmm. You know, they have mudslides, rock slides. So, you know, you have to pay attention, but your kundalini is just so high because you're in the, I mean, the energy over there is off the, I can't explain it, y'all. It's many places like that, but I'm just telling y'all from my experience being on, you know, on the west coast of California, man, that drive right there on going toward Malibu, you know, they show us, you know, Malibu like it's just, you know, it's for certain people, but no, that's ancient. Mm-hmm. That's all ancient black people. Some black people just got their land back right there on the beach in California, right there, right on
I heard that.
Is that Hermosa? Yeah, I think it's Hermosa Beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, family, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's. So, yeah, a lot of people, you know, is reclaiming their things, you know, finding, they going back into their deeds and finding land deeds and faulty stuff that people have done or just mistakes. Some things just went unnoticed and we didn't know about, you know, things are being uncovered. You know, not everything that somebody ripped you off, just something just was missing, you know, little pieces was missing. So, yeah, man, go for it, y'all. Hey, big up to Tommy, M. Beach, man. He doing it out there, man. I love it. That's how you got to be out there. You got to work all your angles. That's what they call it, the city of angles.
Yeah.
You got to work all your angles.
Well, they sure
it's
do.
Real hard to be there.
Yeah.
A lot of people moving out of there, you know, a lot of people just leaving out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to be there no more.
Mm-hmm.
But he hooking it up though. He on it. I mean, I heard his numbers and I can see why. You know, the numbers are honest. You know, they don't lie. They honest. So that's on point right there, man. I love it. Yeah, I just want to let anybody know when you shift gears and go to another place, you just you keep your roots, man. You don't change and become another. A city vibe, you know, because you live over there now. Now you become, you know, you stay true to your roots. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
LA is a weird place. It's a weird place. They don't call it Holly weird for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So and the more you go up the ladder and the people that you meet, the more creepier. That's why I just recommend that he keep his energy, be mindful of keeping your energy clean. And it's like the brother told him, man, you know, take a break. That's going to be his key is take a break, man. Take a break from all them people. Take a break from all them parties. You know, rest up because he's going to need that to sustain himself if he's going to be out there. Because, man, it'll take you down fast.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Binky Womack even say that he didn't want to go to them. He didn't even want to go to them. What's that? Them Grammy parties. That he got offered to go to the Grammy party. He said, "Nah, I'm good."
Uh-huh. Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he seen his daddy go through all that. You know, he seen Sam Cooke. He seen how Sam Cooke life went. He remember all that. You know, he know better.
Okay.
He know what he did with.
Right.
Yeah, they've been in the music business for years. The Womack family been. They know about how that stuff go down. They know. You don't want to play around with these people. They're not a joke.
Mm-mm. All them warlocks and everything else, that's their headquarters, one of them. Right there.
Yeah. You can't.
Well,
yeah, you can't. Yeah, thank you, Beth. Thank you so much. And I'll see you again Saturday. We'll be lighting it up Saturday with some Coltrane.
All right, and join us again, family, Saturday. Looking forward to it. Better love, Eric. Better love, family.
time.